We have some strawberries. We have lots of blackberries, mm-hmm. or dewberries, they call them.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Blackberries, dewberries. We have, then we have blueberries. Mm-hmm. They grow wild.
What's another red berry? It looks a little like a blackberry. In that it's rough and softer.
A red berry?
Mm-hmm. Starts with an R.
Raspberry?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any.
All right. Now, these you may not know because I think they grow in the mountains. It's a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers.
What's the one that's so popular in the mountains? On the end of my tongue. Rhododendron.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the word laurel or mountain laurel?
Laurel, that's right. Mountain laurel.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a large flowering tree with shiny green leaves and big white flowers. The symbol of the South, really.
A laurel.
No, this is... it's a great, great big thing.
A tree?
With big, shiny green leaves and great big white flowers. Magnolia?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a laurel and magnolia are pretty much kin to one another.
All right, uh-huh, yeah, that's down here as a possibility, so... And yeah, I'm glad you said that. I hadn't heard that before. These are names of family members. Most of them you've already mentioned, but we'll just quickly run through them. If a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind, she would say, I must ask my...
husband?
And he would say, I must ask my...
wife.
Are there any joking ways they might refer to each other?
Ask my old man, ask my old lady.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who has lost her husband is a...
widow. Yeah.
Suppose her husband has just run off and left her.
Deserted.
Would you know the term grass widow for
yes,
that?
Yes, grass widow.
Is that what that means?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the man whose son you are is your...
father.
What did you call your father?
Daddy until I reached a certain age, and then dad. Mm-hmm. And I felt it was most sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. His wife is your...
mother.
And what did you call her?
Mama until I got big, and then mother.
All right. And your father and mother together are your...
parents.
Your father's father is your...
grandfather.
And what did you call him? Well, you didn't know...
never knew my grandfather.
Okay, and his wife is your...
grandmother.
And what did you call her?
I called her grandmother.
All right. Your sons and daughters are your...
children.
And a name for a child that might be used just in the family would be its...
a name?
Just a private name for a child.
Or a pet name.
Mm-hmm. In something on wheels, you might put a baby in, it would lie down, and there'd be a cover to keep it protected from the sun.
Baby carriage.
And if you put the baby in the carriage, you say you're going to go out and do what?
Push the carriage.
All right. Your children would be your son and your...
daughter.
A boy and a...
girl.
Mm-hmm. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant.
What are some other ways of saying that? Maybe old-fashioned ways? Or joking ways?
I've heard different ones, but I'm not sure I can think of that right now. Expecting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for is a...
midwife.
If the boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
looks like his father.
And if they have the same mannerisms, you would say the boy...
acts like his father.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown, you say she has...
raised them.
Mm-hmm. To a naughty child, you say you're going to get a...
whipping.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
A spanking.
Which is worse?
I think a spanking probably would be less.
Okay. Okay. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob blank a lot.
He grew a lot.
And you have certainly...
grown.
And you will...
grow.
What would you call a child born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Any other name for that? Any joking name?